listening to Drive with Tom Elliott.
It is 23 to 5. I'd like to hear from all you iPhone fanatics out there. It's one of the most popular smartphones on the market. And, of course, there aren't many people around who don't have an iPod, and increasing numbers of us who have an iPad, and quite a lot of people at work or at home who have an iMac. That's right, it's the Apple Computer Company, and its co-founder, Steve Jobs. Well, they're not parting ways. He's going to go from CEO of the company to chairman. Now, he founded the company back in 1976. In 1985, he resigned after an internal power struggle. He returned to Apple in 1997, and really it's been since 1997 that Apple has hit its straps. The iPod was launched in 2001, the iTunes Music Store in 2003, the iPhone first appeared in 2007, the iPad in 2010, and hasn't that been a massive sales success? And sadly this year Steve Jobs has admitted that he's health problems, and he's had I think a form of cancer, although he's never been particularly open about exactly what it is, means that he cannot continue full time in the company. Now, many people think that Steve Jobs is the face of Apple, that he is the great imagination that has led to all these wonderful products that have enriched so many people's lives. Joining us on the line now is Still Gerion, technology journalist and commentator. Still, Steve Jobs, he goes from CEO to chairman. Will this change Apple?
Well, that's, of course, the big question, Tom. There will be a change, certainly, because Steve Jobs was always a very hands-on CEO, and he really did go down into the details of every single product and demand that it was done absolutely right, according to his vision. Now, he's actually been on sick leave now since January this year, so, you know, more than 6 months, and the acting CEO is the one who's taking over, and he's been acting CEO in previous times when Steve's been off sick. So at one level you think, well, there's a guy at the helm who, you know, knows how to run this ship, he's run it before and now he's in charge. But at the same time, you know, there's that difference between being acting CEO and knowing, you know, the boss will be back in 6 months and going, hey, now you're the one who's got to come up with the vision. And that's going to be tough. But we won't see the results of that immediately because, of course, it's a pipeline of developing new products. So the first few out of that pipeline are still going to be Steve Jobs.
Now, the new CEO is a guy called Tim Cook. I don't know much about him, but I have heard it said that he's more of a bean counter, and that's exactly not what Apple needs. I mean, Steve Jobs' genius was that, as you said, he did drill down to the detail. He said, right, this product will not go out until it's absolutely right. And it's clear that with the iPhone, the iPad, iTunes, and so forth, that he did get a series of products very, very right. So, you know, Apple's share price tanked a bit last night on the New York Stock Exchange. Do you think all the Apple fans out there might be a bit worried?
Oh, I know very much they're worried. I was watching the reaction on Twitter, and there was, much wailing and gnashing of teeth as the fanboys, you know, saw that the leader was no longer going to be there. They're really quite worried that, you know, there will be a drop in quality. That share market drop you mentioned, I think, was around 5% or so. But, you know, I would have thought, personally, that if people were really worried about Steve Jobs going, that it would have dropped perhaps more than that. But then, you know, the share price did also drop back in January when he went on leave, so maybe the share market's half digested the news already.
Well, I'll tell you from a story from my youth about how innovative Apple was. When I started working in the financial industry in the early to mid-80s, we had precisely two computers in my department. We had one PC and we had one Apple Macintosh, and you had to take turns to use them. And this is when you carried around all your data on little discs, and you actually had the programs on the discs as well, and you fed them in and took them out, and each person had their own box of discs, and the computers were just general ones. Now, there was always a queue to use the Apple product because it had this thing called a mouse. Whereas the IBM computer, you know, you had to touch a backspace key and that would bring up a menu, but there was no mouse. Now, it's hard to imagine a computer without a mouse these days, isn't it?
That's right, and in fact, Apple has been responsible for so many innovations along the way. In fact, before Macs, there was the Apple II computer, which was the very first mass-produced personal computer, and that's what kicked off the whole thing for Apple. They were the first off the block for that. With the Mac, it was the first computer that had that graphic interface with a menu bar across the top, a mouse, as you mentioned, drop-down menus, all of that. Now, Apple didn't invent that. Xerox actually invented that. Xerox used to make computers back in the day. But Steve Jobs visited their research center and went, hey, this is this is what we need to do. We will develop this further and make it happen. You know, there were MP3 music players before there was the iPod, but when the iPod came out, everyone just looked at it and said, you know, that's sexy. There are tablet computers. You know, for years people have tried to get them into the marketplace, but Steve Jobs made the iPad and that was the one that captured everyone's imagination.
It's astonishing. I was in America in April, and I had some time to kill in Los Angeles, and I went to an Apple shop at a famous shopping mall in Los Angeles, and I was chatting with a guy, and we were trying to work out whether I'd be better off buying an iPad there and taking it back to Australia or just buying one in Australia, and he was able to call up the different prices and everything. I said, oh, how many of these do you sell? He said, well, to be honest, we've already sold today's allocation. This was at 3 p.m. They bring us several hundred each morning. By lunchtime, they're gone. And I was looking around, and, you know, retailing in America is as depressed as all hell, but here was the Apple shop selling out every single day.
I can confirm that. I was in San Francisco recently, and the same thing. You can see looking around American cities that their massive unemployment levels are really starting to bite, and yet, you know, the Apple store is there bright and shiny and making money hand over fist.
All right, we will see. Well, Steve Jobs still at the helm of the company, if not day-to-day operations. Hopefully that will keep the spirit of Apple alive. Still Garian, technology journalist and commentator. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, Tom. Cheers.
I worry when a bean counter takes control of a company like Apple. I just wonder, it's innovation is what makes it great. Will that disappear with Steve Jobs? Only time will tell.